We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines. I'm Todd Wilkin. This Monday afternoon, the 20th of April, we're going to hear an ABC News story on the GOP and gay marriage. There are some, it's a short little story, but some calling for a rethinking of opposition in the Republican Party to gay marriage. Some of them from within the campaign of the last presidential candidate, John McCain. His daughter and his former campaign manager, I believe, are both saying, look, this is a no-win. We're on the wrong side of history. The winds of change are blowing, and we need to blow with them. We need to actually turn the boat around and stop opposing gay marriage. We will lose credibility as a political party if we don't. That's what they're saying. Now, if you align yourself with the GOP or you consider yourself a Republican, I want to know from you, is this a deal breaker? If the GOP goes in favor of gay marriage, will that end your association, whatever it may be, with that party? 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. That's our call-in number. Our email address right here in the studio. It's Audio Open Lines, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. I want to hear from you on this issue live this Monday afternoon, the 20th of April, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Will this mean the end of your association, whatever it may be, with the GOP, with the Republican Party, if those who are calling for an approval or at least acquiescence on the issue of gay marriage have their way with the Republican Party? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, we've talked to you before about what would happen if the GOP compromised on abortion. Would it be a deal breaker for you? We've heard from you before. What about gay marriage? Talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Here's an ABC News story about gay marriage and the GOP.
There are some new and rather surprising voices wading into the debate over same-sex marriage. Last night, John McCain's daughter, Meghan, jumped into the fray, and she is not the only Republican suggesting that the party might want to reconsider its stance on this very divisive issue. Here's ABC's Rachel Martin.
Meghan McCain has a message.
I have lots and lots of gay friends. And yes, I am a Republican.
The daughter of the GOP's most famous maverick headlined a Republican gay rights event. And while she didn't go so far as to come out for gay marriage, her dad's former campaign manager did.
But it cannot be argued that marriage between people of the same sex is un-American.
Even taking on the party's powerful religious right.
In a free country, a political party cannot remain viable in the long term if it is seen as a sectarian party.
We're all one.
The comments come in the wake of two recent wins for the gay marriage movement. In Iowa, where the Supreme Court made history with a unanimous decision legalizing gay marriage. And Vermont, now the first state to legalize same-sex marriage through the legislature, not the courts.
Most Americans still oppose gay marriage, Democrats and Republicans. But it's been in the GOP that the issue has recently come to the fore, with some suggesting the party must distance itself from the religious right if it's to make its way out of the political wilderness.
Most of the old school Republicans are scared shitless.
But those old school Republicans are standing their ground.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark.
and the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
The National Organization for Marriage released this ad warning about gay marriage.
The Republican Party knows which side of the debate it comes down on there. The question is, do they talk about that? Do they tear themselves apart over that, discussing that? Or do they focus on their differences with President Obama?
How the party answers that question could shape the face and future of the GOP. Rachel Martin, ABC News, Washington.
So if this happens, if the future of the Republican Party is acquiescence or acceptance of gay marriage in some form or another, is that a deal breaker for you? If you consider yourself associated with the GOP, with the Republican Party, would that be the end of it for you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. There are those who are saying, look, we either get with the program here or face a future of political exile or obscurity. We will be so closely associated with the religious right, people will not take us seriously. We will lose our credibility if we don't acquiesce or accept gay marriage. We're on the wrong side of history, they say. Would it be a deal breaker for you if the Republican Party took their advice? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Some people say, look, politically, politics is the art of the possible. You choose your battles. You don't fight every single battle. You compromise here and there for the sake of greater goals and perhaps greater good. And no one can deny that politics doesn't involve some compromise. Is gay marriage an area where you'd be willing to see the Republican Party compromise? Yes or no? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it a deal breaker for you? Lori from Iowa says, and Iowa, of course, is a state where just recently the Supreme Court there decided that they would have gay marriage in that Midwest state. She says, if the Republican Party moved to an acceptance of same-sex marriage, I would move even further from the party. I consider this stance a symptom of a very serious problem within the party, the disease of abandonment of family and life issues that should be fundamental to a conservative party. What about the rest of you? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943, coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 20th of April. The question for you, is gay marriage a deal breaker for you if you consider yourself a Republican? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dan sends this from his iPhone. I am Republican. If they embrace gay marriage, I'm gone. So is my money. Dan, thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. You know, gay marriage, among other things, has been a deal breaker for Democrats, too, for people who had historically associated themselves with the Democratic Party. And when elements, not officially, but elements within the Democratic Party became favorable to gay marriage, those Democrats said, I'm done. I'm gone and so is my money, like Dan. Would you say that of the Republican Party if you associate yourself with the Republican Party, if they acquiesced or accepted gay marriage? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Maybe you've already given up on the GOP. Give me a call, send me your email. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Annette's calling from her car. Hi, Annette.
Hi. For me personally, it would be a deal breaker. I would promote a separate party to represent people who believe the way we do. However, there's a quandary because we have an important vote coming up in 2010, and I don't think we could get a party to represent us by that time.
It would be short order, wouldn't it? It would be very short order. Annette, thank you very much. I appreciate your phone call. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Annette says it would be a deal breaker. Lori from Iowa says, yes, it would be a deal breaker. And Dan also says it would be a deal breaker for him. Anyone else? 1-877-623-6943. You know, she says something very important there. It takes a while for alternate parties to form. Some people would even believe it impossible in this day and age. I don't think it's impossible, but it would take a while, certainly before 2010. And 2010 is a big vote, isn't it? It's a first big opportunity for people who promote things like life and traditional family and those kinds of issues to have a say again nationally at the ballot box. So then again, practical considerations come into play. Well, I'd like to break from the GOP, but where would I go that's politically viable? I don't want to go into political obscurity. But some people say that if the GOP doesn't acquiesce on gay marriage, the whole party will be politically obscure. Carrie in Minnesota says, life and marriage between one man, one woman, is worth more than money. I couldn't go to the Democratic Party, so I'd have to think that there are many more like me that would go to a third party. Maybe there would be. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines. We'll take a break, and when we come back from this break, the question prevails, and I want your answer to it. Is it a deal breaker? As if things up to this point may have not been a deal breaker for you, are you one of those people teetering on the edge saying, look, that would be the last straw for me, former Republican, if they acquiesced on gay marriage? And some within the Republican Party, some very influential voices within the Republican Party are saying, come on, this is not worth the cost, it is not worth the political cost we'd have to pay in elections and not getting elected. Let's get on the right side of history. Hey, there's been the log cabin wing of the Republican Party for a long time, and they've been quietly within the Republican Party saying, come on, we can be conservative, we can be politically and fiscally conservative, and still be in favor of what they call equality in marriage. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. 877-623-MYIE. It's Monday afternoon, April the 20th. We're talking gay marriage and the Republican Party. More after this.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Mars. Now, why is there so much interest? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book. Well, in recent times, there have been a few spacecraft sent to explore Mars. But why so much interest? Well, it may surprise you. It's fascinating. One of the spacecraft was called the Beagle. Many people might not understand the significance of this, but this is the same name as the ship Charles Darwin sailed on when he was formulating his ideas about evolution. You see, because the majority of scientists reject the truth concerning creation, they're desperate to try to prove that Earth is not special, that life evolved elsewhere in the universe. And a main reason these various spacecraft are being sent to Mars is actually to try to find evidence that life could have or did evolve there. After all, evolutionary scientists believe if life evolved on Earth, it must have evolved somewhere else. And you know what else? Because they don't want to be accountable to a creator God, they're trying to justify living their life the way they want to. Even scientists will make foolish statements rather than accept God's word as true.
Is it possible that many scientists today are making foolish comments about global warming? That's one of the intriguing topics we cover in a new pocket guide on climate change. For some fascinating reading, call toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and give this nonprofit ministry a donation of any size. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
I have lots and lots of gay friends. And yes, I am a Republican.
It cannot be argued that marriage between people of the same sex is un-American. In a free country, a political party cannot remain viable in the long term if it is seen as a sectarian party.
The voices of John McCain's daughter and former campaign manager making sounds as though they think that the Republican Party should be acquiescing or accepting the issue of gay marriage, getting with the program, getting on the right side of history as they see it. What do you think? Would that break the deal for you if you consider yourself a Republican? Would it be reason enough for you to leave the party? Or you might say, of course, the party leaving you. Either way, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org to Jay in Osceola, Iowa. Jay, welcome.
Yes, that would be the deal breaker. And the first step is no more contributions to the Republican Party. And when they call, I would tell them exactly why.
Would you still be, how would you do it in the ballot box? I understand withholding your contributions, but how would you do it in the ballot box, Jay?
It'd be by candidate by candidate.
All right, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Iowa as well. Dot is calling from her car. Dot, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Dot. What are your thoughts on this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I would definitely leave the Republican Party.
And why would you say that is? Why?
Because I do not believe in gay marriages, and I believe in the sanctity of life, and I also believe in marriage.
Dot, thank you very much. Joe is calling from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I want to go on record that I do have a gay marriage. It's excessively happy with my wife and myself. So it would not be a deal breaker unless you can tie it in to pro-life somehow. That would be a deal breaker then. Also, truly, as a conservative or a libertarian, it should be a states' rights issue. So in that sense, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me either. I want the states to have to deal with it. The federal government shouldn't have anything to do with it. Therefore, the Republican Party, in that respect, shouldn't have anything to do with it either.
But if it were in the platform, Joe, where they said, look, on this issue, how would they say it? People, Republicans of goodwill can disagree. And generally speaking, we are for marriage equality. Could you sign on to that?
If it was stated affirmatively like that, no, I don't think I could. I don't think I could sign on to it that way. If it's a kind of turn a blind eye to it, then I don't think that's a deal breaker.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. I want to hear from the rest of you as well. Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Generally, people, with the exception of Joe so far, saying it's a deal breaker for me. What about you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi says an absolute deal breaker, but also an absolute party killer. It's as if the party threatened suicide. The lack of consistency of consistently conservative candidates is a big reason we lost the last election, says Susan. We won't be a split country anymore, at least, as we're represented, but a country governed by a split minority, split over minor details and party legacies. Susan, thank you for listening in Mississippi. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois says, the problem I have with U.S. politics is that there is no party willing to pursue the moral high ground when it comes to the debate of genderless unions. That's an interesting way of putting it. Genderless unions. The civic debate should be waged cleanly apart from concerns of religion and must hinge solely on defining marriage as the foundation of civilization, a civilization whose founding unit cannot procreate without heterosexual intervention will drive itself to extinction in one generation. Scott goes on to say, I used to believe Republicans had a spine. Since I have one, I don't know that I can vote for a sold-out Republican Party. Chesterton once said, that's G.K. Chesterton once said, that a fallacy doesn't cease to be a fallacy if it becomes fashionable. How true. I will take my vote elsewhere if it means I can have a clear conscience, says Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, thank you very much. What about you? Still time for your phone calls and your email on gay marriage and the GOP, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Writing recently, Ellen Goodman, a liberal columnist, said, look, it's just time for you guys to realize this is coming and you can't stop it. So get with the program. There's a careful state-by-state strategy to bring gay marriage to every state that can have gay marriage. DOMA is being renounced by one politician after another. That's the Defense of Marriage Act. And it's discriminatory. And many within the GOP say, you know, that might be right. Are you one of them? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Daniel in Iowa City, Iowa, says, though I would be very upset by a GOP support of gay marriage, it would not be a deal breaker. There's much more to a party alliance than one issue. Unfortunately, to me, voting in party alliance has become about choosing between the lesser of evils. It always is, Daniel. Honestly, I don't see this ever happening because it would kill the party or split it. We've heard that from a couple listeners already who say, well, it wouldn't make much difference because it would kill the GOP if they acquiesced on gay marriage. Matt in Seward, Nebraska says, didn't the Republican Party begin as a sectarian party against slavery? It seems to me that being for traditional marriage is a political winner for Republicans. Black Americans who have traditionally voted in favor of Democrats overwhelmingly oppose homosexual marriage also. Hispanic Americans mostly oppose homosexual marriage too. Anyone listening to John McCain's daughter or campaign manager is not listening to the winners, but political losers. He has a point there. They did lose the election, didn't they? And Barack Obama still says he is against gay marriage. He's in favor of same-sex unions, but against gay marriage. Of course, that's what John McCain said too. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. I'll tell you what they're doing. They're making their calculations. They're looking at the future of the Republican Party. They said we had a good shot and we let it slip through our fingers. And so what we need to do is realign on certain issues. It was before the election that that evangelicals in America, I'm talking about politically evangelicals in America, were being told that they needed to broaden the scope of their issues and not focus so narrowly on defending life and the family. We need to be concerned about more things, and that will have a broader appeal to the voting public. And now certain voices within the Republican Party are saying we need to rethink our opposition to gay marriage. Maybe we're opposed for all the wrong reasons. Maybe opposition isn't necessary. If they did that, would it break the deal for you if you consider yourself a Republican in any sense? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it only about winning elections in the future, or is it about having a platform that you really can sign on to? Joe called earlier and said, you know, if they just acquiesced and stopped opposing, it wouldn't break the deal for him. But when I asked him if it was in the party platform that they are in favor of marriage equality, that's the political code word for same-sex unions or gay marriage equality, then he couldn't sign on to that. But in any case, everybody here so far has said it would have to be in the ballot box, voting candidate by candidate. It kind of already is, isn't it? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. By the way, we're going to be talking about that Ellen Goodman column, A Strange Dual Citizenship for Gay Couples, with Jennifer Roback Morse in about 5 minutes here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to study the Easter hymn, Joy to the Heart, with Pastor Will Whedon. And then Wednesday, we'll discuss Christians and the environment with Dr. Cal Beisner. Thursday, we'll discuss prayer with Dr. Andrew Steinman. And then on Friday on the program, We'll talk to N.T. Wright. He is a New Testament scholar of some weight about Christ's death and resurrection. That's Friday on Issues, Etc. Parties migrate on issues all the time. You know, it took a long time for what was then the precursor to the Democratic Party to come around on the issue of slavery. The Republicans were right from the very beginning. In fact, it was the founding issue of the Republican Party. The abolition of slavery and, yes, a different view of the country than was prevailing in the South, the seceded South. They were right from the beginning. And yet in time, the precursors to the Democratic Party there did come around and now will tell you that they championed civil rights in the early part of the last century. Maybe we need to think about marriage rather than just a private institution that, you know, my neighbor, what he does in his bedroom really doesn't make any difference to me. Live and let live, laissez-faire. We need to think about marriage in a broader context. What would gay marriage mean for society? What would it mean for your grandkids? Where marriage is now defined alternately as a man and one woman, or two men or two women, or maybe we can even add to that definition as time goes by. There always will be opposition to it. It may not always find its home in the GOP or any other party, but there will be opposition to it. But I think before we decide how we cast our ballot and who we cast our ballot for, and we have all these issues rolling around in our head, we need to think long term. Think about your grandkids or your great grandkids. What will an America that has redefined marriage or defined marriage out of existence be like for them? When we come back, we'll talk more about gay marriage with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris.
Thanks to God's gift of the internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Villa in Finland is online. Villa, welcome to Issues Etc.
This thing about forgiveness, I think Jesus forgave on the cross and so did Stephen. And this shows only that the Holy Spirit can do that. That was what I wanted to say.
Villa, thank you very much and thanks for listening in Finland.
Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely upon you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.